sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall. On the third Sunday of Easter, May 4th, 2025, entitled In the Face of Failure. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at ChristChurchCathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton Podcasts on the web, or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube Music, TuneIn Radio, or Podchaser Podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher.
Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. The 21st chapter of John is referred to by many scholars of the Gospel as John's epilogue. As we read toward the end of the fourth Gospel, we find near the end of chapter 20, which we read last Sunday, what would appear to be the perfect ending. These are written so that you may come to believe, John's Gospel says. And what better wrap-up could there be? What a tidy ending to such a meaningful tome of witness. Instead, John, or perhaps someone else, we can't be sure, continues. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples. And nothing much has changed, it seems. The disciples, once pointed by Jesus to be fishers of people, are back to fishing. And just like before, they aren't very good at it either. From the beach, a man yet to be recognized calls, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" And from my experience, fishing is just like that. I spent a lot of time as a boy standing on the banks of the St. John and sitting along several little brooks in Carleton County, waiting. Most of the time, if I remember, I came home empty-handed. I had the advantage of pleasant time spent close to the water, but I learned fishing requires incredible patience and a willingness to accept failure. I also remember a talk to ordinands, either just before or just after my ordination. The speaker said, "I can assure you, if you have any vision for the church, if you have high expectations for yourself and your ministry, then you had better get good at handling failure." And that is quite true. The mark of a good fisherman is that they keep going back. I dare say that refusing to be deterred by failure also makes a good pastor. It was certainly modeled by Jesus. To a world looking on, the ministry of Jesus was an utter failure that ended on a dark Friday afternoon. But we know that wasn't the end. Jesus came back, and he keeps coming back regardless of how we define failure. So John's epilogue serves to remind us of much of what went on before, which should assure us that, at the very least, its author was thoroughly familiar with the 20 chapters that preceded it. The risen Jesus isn't immediately recognized by the disciples. And if we had any thoughts that it was just Mary, stricken with grief on Easter morn, who experienced that, then we can think again. Even disciples walking on the road didn't recognize the stranger that joined them on the way to Damascus. There was something very different about the risen Jesus. And so there's a pattern here that is present not only in John, but also in the other Gospels as well. The risen Jesus is not just a walking corpse. He's being changed. Jesus had already appeared to disciples hidden behind locked doors. Despite appearing to them, speaking with them, what is their collective response? Well, Peter, still the lead, says, "I'm going fishing." They've gone back to work. And it appears their fishing didn't go much better than their discipleship. Those empty nets must have seemed to them like a symbol for just how they felt. Empty. Defeated failures. And despite having been called the rock, Peter continues to fumble and bumble about. The night in the upper room, he promised to remain steadfast with Jesus, even if the going got tough. He broke down in tears when he realized that he had denied Jesus multiple times. Count them. 3. Before the dawn of the following day. Just as Jesus said he would. When the maid in the courtyard questioned him, he denied that he was even a disciple. And that leaves Peter at the bottom of the good disciple scale. The gospel today would have us remember that Jesus recalls him by asking if he loves him. Count them 3 times. And John says Peter felt hurt that he asked him the 3rd time. We're called to remember another incident on the lake when there were no fish. Cast the net on the other side and try again. And lest we be tempted to treat this as just a moralistic story about us, that it's important to try again, perhaps what's most important is that this last breakfast is transformed by the Word of God from frustration, failure, and famine to a feast. That may explain why they are invited to add some of their own catch of 153 fish to the fire. Why 153, we might ask? Well, Church Father Jerome suggested that the belief at the time was that there were 153 known species of fish. The Gospel of John is one of sign and symbol, and seldom is but one layer of meaning intended. Perhaps this was simply to convey that there was one of every kind of fish known, representative of the whole of creation being gathered in. We're perhaps being encouraged to remember that final night, the night when he washed his disciples' feet and shared what has come to be called the Last Supper. As it turns out, it's misnamed, really, because it wasn't the Last Supper at all. It was actually the first supper in a long line of suppers in which we remember that Jesus continues to appear to us, continues to be with us, continues to feed us. And our failure does not negate his vocation. Even in the face of our failures to follow, Jesus keeps showing up to us in our ordinary lives. He keeps encouraging us and keeps saying to us, even to us, follow me.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit ChristChurchCathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@ChristChurchCathedral.com or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.